There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
Well, the AJC Decatur Book Festival is the largest independent book festival in the country. They expect 75,000 people in downtown Decatur for book signings, author readings, panel discussions, poetry slams, live music, all kinds of activities.
What activities are your picks?
They have novelist Erica Jong, who wrote the infamous Fear of Flying back in the 70s, being interviewed by another feminist author, essayist Roxane Gay. Tickets for that one are a little hard to come by, so you might check with your local bookstores. They also have a KidNote address, and this will be the author of the Skippy John Jones series, Judy Schachner, and she'll be speaking at Decatur High School. Some other great things, poetry tracks, romance tracks, civil rights. There's a food stage. Hugh will be speaking there. The Decatur Book Festival runs all weekend. It starts Friday night and runs through Sunday at 6. And everything is free, even the ticketed events. You just have to get tickets.
Do you have a theater pick for this weekend?
Well, tonight, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opens at the Alliance Theater, and this runs through September 20th. This is the familiar story about a free spirit in a closed system. It's about Randall McMurphy, who decides he's going to serve out his prison term in the psych ward. He thinks it'll be easy until he encounters Nurse Ratchet, and it's about their sort of battle and McMurphy's revolution.
So that show is an oldie but a goodie. Is the Alliance Theater doing anything unique with it?
I think what makes this really fascinating is that it's an all-Atlanta cast. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opens tonight at 7:30, and tickets start at $20. And of course, there's some profanity and some violence, so this is really better for ages 16 and up.
Do you have a music recommendation for this coming weekend?
Yes, the Chamber Cartel will be performing the music of George Crumb at the Goat Farm. And the Chamber Cartel is part of Atlanta's new edge music scene. They are known for doing very experimental and imaginative work. And this is part of their fourth season called Bahavana.
What's the appeal of George Crumb?
Well, he is one of the most frequently performed composers of our time. He's won both a Pulitzer and a Grammy. Hmm. And he was sort of the original mixologist. He's known for mixing Western and non-Western music forms, hymns, folk music, you name it. Well, the Chamber Cartel will be performing Saturday at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7:30. And this is a performance for all ages. And it is free, but a $10 donation is suggested.
It's time for Dragon Con. What's the basic rundown for this year?
Well, Dragon Con is the largest multimedia pop culture convention for science fiction, fantasy, gaming, puppetry, and comics in the world. They expect more than 65,000 attendees downtown. And they arrive in all kinds of crazy costumes. You know, fantasy costumes, superheroes, steampunk, fairy tales, you name it. It's just amazing.
Which items on the schedule are your top picks?
Well, if you're really into it, you can join Dragon Con. Memberships start at $40, and they have all kinds of fan tracks. Paranormal, anime, robotics. But most of us probably just want to come watch the parade. And that is Saturday morning at 10 o'clock downtown. They have over 50,000 people come watch this parade. And then you get to see all these crazy outfits right down Peachtree.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.